Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. At the bottom of the hour, we've got the hot seat with our Fox Sports Radio colleague, Jason Smith. And remember, Jason and Mike Harmon are right after us. So you want to keep it locked even for the next 5 hours. Because their show is 4 hours long. Ours is 1 hour left. But we'll get an extra quick early dose of Jason Smith on the hot seat. He's been on it before. It's been ugly. I mean, we've treated him like we treat all our hot seat guests. We destroy him. But he's rested up. He's had some blue emu, you know, maximum pain
stink.
Relief. Yeah, and he doesn't stink.
And then when he goes on the show, that's another story. Oh, I'm sorry.
But he will join us at the bottom of the hour for a hot seat. You don't want to miss that. Rob, let's stick with the NBA. And look, I don't want to overreact to the bubble. I've been saying this. It seems like I've been saying that every day on television because, you know, the Lakers are 3-4. The Clippers, what are they? Are they something like 3-4, 4-3, you know, something like that? Phoenix is 7-0. The bubble's a strange place. Let's just put it that way. But the Milwaukee
hey, Chris,
Bucks, yes.
Well, I don't mean to stop your flow. I just want to give a birthday shout out to one of our loyal listeners. And if I don't do it, I'll forget. Okay, I'm sorry. Brad from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. He's one of the biggest Odd Couple fans. He's bought the merchandise. He listens from Canada. Brad, happy birthday from both Chris and I.
Happy birthday, Brad.
Okay.
Here's a suggestion, Rob.
Sorry. I just
next time, jot it down.
I know.
Say
I know.
Birthday to
I know,
Brad. Because
it's
just
I know.
Ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
Happy birthday, Brad, but still.
Yes.
All right. But anyway, what I'm saying is that a team that I said it when we were speaking to Eddie House last hour. I am a bit concerned about the Milwaukee Bucks. Not just because they're 3-4 in the bubble, but because, and I know it was months, it was eons ago, right? But they ended the season on a 3-game losing streak. I know Giannis was out for a little bit of that. But they've won 4 of their last 12 games. They seem to have lost their mojo, their swag, whatever you want to call it. And Rob, I wonder, and really, most notably, I mean, you saw Giannis last night. He headbutts Mo Wagner. Why? He's suspended. He's lucky. They just gave him a 1-game suspension. He was ejected from the game last night. They gave him 1 game.
In the bubble, that's a 1-game suspension.
Right. I'm glad. Because, you know, you don't want him out for the playoffs. But in the regular season, normal circumstances, don't you think he gets more than 1 game?
Probably.
That's kind of like a punch. I mean, a headbutt can do damage. A headbutt is serious.
Yeah, but it's not like balling up your fist and swinging on a guy. I'm just saying.
It's close, though. I mean, but I'm glad he got 1 game. And Giannis is a great guy, you know, from everything I can tell. So I think he lost it. But that's instructive. He lost it. He even said he lost it. And there was an earlier game where he had to be restrained from teammates. And he has said that, you know, it's just kind of the buildup of, you know, guys doing little things here and there. He says, you know, guys are just taking little cheap shots at him and he's tired of it. But I wonder, Rob, and I haven't made my pick yet. Eddie House seems like he's going with the Raptors in the East. I'll make my pick before the playoffs. I may go with the Raptors, though. But I'm wondering, Rob, see, it's easy when nobody expects much from you. It's easy when you're the young upstart, you know, when everything is gravy. You win a playoff season, a series, wow, look at them. But when you become the hunted, when you become the favorite, it's a whole new ball game. I'm not so much worried about Giannis. But I'm wondering about the other cats because they're just role players. Chris Middleton is really good. He's more than a role player. He's an all-star, but he's not a great player. He's a really good player. But, you know, Dante DiVincenzo, Eric Bledsoe, Kyle Korver, Brooke Lopez, these are solid role players. And the heat is on. The spotlight is on. They're in the limelight, whatever other cliches you want to throw in on it. And I wonder if it gets to them a little bit. And the thing is, Rob, I never would have thought early in LeBron's career. I mean, he was destroying the league. And we saw him against Detroit, Rob. We were both at that game.
Yes, we covered that game.
Yes,
yes,
I mean, monstrous. I never would have come out of that saying, oh, he not ready to lead a team to a championship. You know what I mean? I never would have thought I'd see him struggle on the big stage at any point. Tracy McGrady, you probably covered the series when they melted down against Detroit and he was in Orlando. The year before
I do remember that only from the standpoint, Chris, that was when the NBA changed the first round from best of 5 to best of 7.
7. Right.
So they win the game and he thinks he thinks they're out. And he's like,
they were up 3-1.
Right. He goes, "Oh, it's great to get out of the first round." Like he's talking to the media. Like it's great to get out of the first round finally, whatever. And they said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "We're moving on." No. It's best of 7. Right. And then they wind up losing the series,
and then
Chris.
he said something like, well, okay, we got one more game.
Right.
You know, like okay, he'll just take another game or something like that.
Right. And they never won another game.
They lost the series. Then they started the next season, I believe, 0-19, and Doc Rivers got fired.
Yep. It was unbelievable.
But the point I was going to make with McGrady, Rob, is similar to LeBron. The year before, they had played Milwaukee in the playoffs. And that's when Milwaukee had Ray Allen. I believe Gary Payton was there. Like, they were stacked. They had Tim Thomas was having a good year. And McGrady just abused them. And he lost. They lost the series. We know he never won a playoff series. But he went berserk. I mean, he averaged 34 points in that series against Orlando or against Milwaukee. And I was thinking, oh, this dude is the truth. Like, I see they lost, but he's bad. And then, you know, like you said, against Detroit, they melted down and they lost a 3-1 lead, and Tracy ended up never winning a playoff series. Doesn't mean he wasn't a great player. He's obviously in the Hall of Fame, but he never got over.
But that's incredible when you think
he was great individually, but yeah, I mean, he never won a series. And injuries, of course, cut his prime a bit short.
Right.
But my point is this. You never know if a guy's got the chops to win a championship until he wins it. Would you agree with that? They can look great. But until you actually
push through and do it,
yeah,
it is one of those things. It's not, you just can't look at people and think.
It's a tough thing to do.
Yeah, he'll win a championship for sure. It's just not. We talk about it all the time. You could get there one time and not win and then never get back. It's just,
right.
It's a hard thing to be able to finally break through. And that's why when people win multiple, it's hard not to think of them as great. Because it's so hard to win one. We talk about it all the time that it's even harder to win multiple.
No, I think about it, and obviously, you know, I just played small college basketball, and whatever level you play it in college, you're not playing series. But I was in tough individual games, you know, where it was like, gosh, it's a war. And can you imagine like seeing the same team 7 straight games where you know everybody knows each other's plays? Every, you know, games are close, the talent is close. Like that's I understand why it's so hard, because that is a mental and a physical battle to win a series against a team. And obviously you have to win 4. To win the championship. So I get it. And like you said, you got to give people props when they win a championship, especially when they're the guy that led their team to it. But my point, Robin, I'm not saying Giannis doesn't have it. Again, we don't know. But just because a guy's great doesn't mean, like you said, he's just going to lead his team to a championship. Are you seeing anything in the Bucks that's giving you a little pause?
Not at all. I just think, I don't know, they were en route to one of the greatest seasons ever put together. You get derailed, you don't play for 3 or 4 months, and then you got to kind of come into this unusual situation with nothing to play for the most part, right? And I think sometimes you can lose focus, and it doesn't mean, to me, the equalizer, Chris, and I bring it up all the time because I think it does matter. Could you beat the Bucks one game? Sure you can. It's the 4 out of 7, and if Giannis is playing and they're playing how they're capable, I've seen them beat everybody. I think that they still can get there. Now, I'm not going to change my pick. I'm not going to let a couple of bumps in the road in the bubble before they get to the playoffs change my mind, because I think it's a long journey. And you can't get caught up on just seeing a game or two or three and say, oh, that's it, they can't win. I don't believe in that.
Well, yeah, if I go with the Raptors, it's not just because Milwaukee's struggling. It's because the Raptors look really good. And the Raptors are healthy, and how hard they play and how well coached they are. Both teams are, are really well coached. The Bucks with Mike Budenholzer. But it is going to be interesting. And the thing with Giannis, and everybody knows how great I think he is. I voted for him the last 2 years to be MVP. But late in games, you know, he doesn't, it's somewhat like LeBron. He doesn't have that pull-up mid-range shot. He's either going to go all the way to the bucket or, I mean, he doesn't shoot threes very well, but he really has to go all the way to the bucket at the end of a game. And when teams, this is what Toronto did last year. They backed in and kept him from, you know, they just basically zoned up the middle and he couldn't get to the bucket at the end of in the games and he struggled. And he didn't have, you know, he doesn't have a great jump shot. It's okay. And that is a challenge because a lot of times they'll have to go to somebody else at the end of a game, whether it's Middleton or Brooke Lopez or just any random shooter at the three-point line. And so that's a challenge. That's one thing I like about the Clippers is that when you can get that, like Kawhi can always get his mid-range shot. LeBron D'd him up well a few weeks ago. We got to give LeBron credit on that. But for the most part, Kawhi can always get to his spots in the mid-range. And that's a big plus, especially when you're talking about clutch time. And same with Lou Williams, same with Paul George can at least get the shot off. So we'll see. But let's throw it out to the listeners, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is it time to worry about Giannis and the Bucks? Who you got in the East? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. We're brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. And look, the stuff is great. I told y'all this weekend, this past weekend, I moved my daughter in to her new apartment. And, you know, she's working at Yale. Humble brag.
That is a humble brag. She's working at Yale. Wow.
Hey, Yale. She better have gotten a nice little job after all that money I put her through Penn. You know, so
that's nice.
She's
Yale
working
and
there.
It's a great It's a great college town, New Haven. Great. That's
it really is. It's a nice little area.
It's a nice town.
There.
Yeah, New Haven, Connecticut.
You, how close is where Southern? You went? Yeah, Southern to is it in to New Yale? Haven?
Yeah, it's in New Haven.
Okay.
It's, you know.
So did you hang out up at Yale a lot, or?
I didn't hang out at Yale, but you know what I mean, downtown.
There's a little
yeah,
overlap.
You know, a lot. There's five colleges there in New Haven, Chris, so that's a great college.
I didn't know that. Yeah, it is a nice
University
area.
Of New Haven, okay. Quinnipiac College, Southern Connecticut, Yale, and then Albertus Magnet.
Okay.
It used to be an all-girls school, and that's what I used to call it. I'm sorry. That was a 40s.
Wow. Yeah,
everything's not funny.
Careful. Right.
No, Albertus Magnus. It was, so those are the five schools.
Yes, but moving her in up there, you know, man, I got aches and pains and
how about paying somebody Daddy Warbucks?
Well, you know, I like to, you know, it was a dad type thing. You know, I had to. Yeah, I needed Greg James with me. Yes. I keep seeing his pictures on Instagram. It's less and less clothing in every picture I see.
See, that's the thing, though. If he was to help you, he'd be in a Speedo. So.
Right. I ain't want that. So
nobody wants that.
He's not bashful, definitely.
Right. I put on, you know, some Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief afterwards, and it worked fast. And here's the thing, Rob, I didn't stink. It's pharmacist recommended. It's odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging, no burning. It was great. It was just simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast, and you will not stink. Let's get to the callers. 877-99 on Fox. Are you seeing some cracks in the Bucks armor?
All right, let's start with Max in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
What's up, my guys? Rob, I hate to disagree with you, my man. This year, it's all about the wings.
Wow.
It ain't about the structure.
Hold on. Hold the phone.
Uh-oh.
We have been on the air nearly 2 years.
Going on 3 years in
Max
September.
Max calls at least every week. At least, right? Probably twice a week at least.
This is the first
time he has ever disagreed with
know
Rob
about that.
Parker. Max,
wow.
Congratulations.
Max,
you're
I'm
growing.
In that
means you're growing.
I'm in tears, Max. I'm in tears.
Hey, my guy, you know, I'm trying to tell you, we have this way of thinking things through, and we agree on a lot of things, but every once in a while we disagree, and this is one. I think Giannis is a great player. He's definitely MVP. He definitely deserves the Defensive Player of the Year. I just think he doesn't have enough, and I know that's the classic LeBron phrase, but those wings in Toronto – those young guns in Boston are playing free. They got better coaching. I just think he's going to have a tough time getting out of there. And I do think I want to throw this in there. Watch out for them Portland Trailblazers. Once again, guys, talk about them. Let them know.
Max,
watch out,
Max, one thing I'm going to say is we don't – what are you saying? Don't talk about watch out. Are
so
you predicting something? Right.
We want you to state it. We talked about this at the beginning of the start of the season, and I said Portland was going to face the Clippers in the finals of the Western Finals. I'm still a little weary of that, but I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm going to say Portland and Clippers. And
oh,
if that
gosh.
Does happen, so be it. But I got to roll with them.
It ain't happening.
That's fine.
It ain't happening.
Look at Chris. Chris almost threw up in his mouth. He just couldn't believe what you said, Max.
Portland and the Clippers. All right. Max, I like your chutzpah. Chutzpah. Did I say it right? Chutzpah.
That's right. Yeah. All right, Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
My uncle's from
Here. Don't be calling up here in disguise. Either.
I know it. I already called
up Friday. I think that was Shane from Houston or whoever who called earlier. I don't know why y'all keep talking throw dirt on my name like that, man.
He was trying. You calling all the time. You think we don't know your voice?
Right.
Hey, man, I just appreciate y'all recognizing young brother, man. Real recognize real. So either way, man, I appreciate y'all. And real quick, Chris, you ain't never lied about that blue emu. My fiance. I overheard you doing the spot a couple days ago, and she was like, man, we need to pick some of that up when we go to that pharmacy store that isn't a sponsor. So we got some, man. She got the whole rub down, man. We slept like babies that night. And we didn't go. So.
Hey, Alex, keep that. That's a good little promo right there.
I know, right? Very nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Very good.
All right, what you got?
All the brothers out there, man, get your girl footwear with that blue emu. But real quick, man, my take is, I think we're starting to see the kind of effect that not having a crowd is having on Milwaukee specifically. Giannis is one of those guys that feed off the crowd. He's constantly getting that home cooking in Milwaukee, getting those foul calls, getting a lot of that. And you can see the frustration starting to poke through in those last couple games, all leading up to the headbutt. And it's not just Milwaukee. You see guys like the Lakers. You see guys like the Clippers. They're looking for those superstar calls, but they're not getting it because there's no crowd begging for it right now. What y'all got to look out for? Hey, I'm going out on a big limb. Watch out for that boy Book in Phoenix, man. He might not make it to the finals, but it's going to be upset city in that first round, brother.
What? Finals?
Hey, look, put me on the hot seat right now.
I love Devin Booker. He's got the Mamba mentality. He learned it from Kobe. They've talked. I love Book. And in the future, he's going to go deep in the playoffs. And maybe he'll win a championship. But did you actually have the nerve to mention finals and the Phoenix Suns in the same sentence?
There's no home cooking right now, brother. The top four don't have any home court advantage.
The playoffs. I hope they play Portland in the play-in, but I don't even know about that. That's going to be rough for them to get there because Memphis, I don't know if Memphis is going to lose.
And Sean, book it. They will not be in the finals.
My gosh. Sean, Sean lost like months of credibility on that.
Just threw it out the window. How about Ray in Arizona? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Ray?
How's it going?
Doing good.
What's up, man?
Good. I think that the Bucks are crumbling. I got the Celtics. Just because if Giannis does have one of his games and Chris Middleton don't, they're not going to beat the Celtics or the Raptors if Chris Middleton don't show up.
Yeah, that's a good take, man. That's
all
truth
right,
there.
Bray, let's squeeze in Mark here at the bottom. Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
How you doing?
You're pretty good. Tell you what I see. I see a bunch of superstar teams at the top, already clinched, and they're getting bored and irritable. These guys are getting irritable being in that bubble. Giannis headbutting. Look how angry Damian Lillard has been. Damian Lillard was jawing with Russell Westbrook. Then he gets into a Twitter beef and a press conference beef with the Clippers, talking crap to them. And then your boy gets on the phone with him, your boy in the morning, that Dallas Cowboy loving LeBron Hayden, bringing butt-kissing dude in the morning. And then he gets on the phone with him, and he gets angry at him and dropped 61 on somebody. So Dame's been in a bad mood for about 2 weeks, man. A lot of those guys are. I think they're just trying to get to the playoffs without getting hurt.
I do think dudes
there's a
are
degree
just,
of that, Chris.
There's, yeah, there. And think about it, Rob. You're young. You're used to having the world at your beck and call, right? You can do anything you want, have anything you want.
All you got to do is go to practice for a couple hours, and you got a pocket full of money, women. Yep. You got a great life. You're a world-class athlete, Chris. I mean, what more could you ask for? Fame, fortune.
Yeah. And now there's none of that. You know, you're like, it's basically like you're living in a dorm at an AAU camp or something, and you can't leave. So I agree with Mark. They're getting irritable. All right, we got the hot seat with Jason Smith coming up next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to Geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. It's time for the hot seat.
Damn, son.
The current temperature is...
The Odd Couple are making it hot in here.
Damn hot.
Time to sit your butt down in...
Real hot. The crotch pot cooking.
The hot seat.
Yes, sir, it is the hot seat, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, a segment we invite one of our Fox Sports teammates to get into that squared circle with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, the tag team champions, and tonight's victim. You hear him after the Odd Couple every weeknight, none other than my best friend, Jason Smith. Jason, how you feeling this evening?
Alice Madison. Alice Madison.
That's what we're in store for tonight.
Alice Madison is the most famous person I could find that went to Albertus Magnus College or whatever the hell this is in New Haven. It is a real school. I said, there's no way that's a real. No, it's a real school. And there's your most famous alum.
Yes, yeah, it is okay. A real school.
All these great universities, and Rob Parker's thinking, there was this girl I dated. She went to this women's college, so I want to give it a little bit of love because I might call her after the show, you know?
Come on, that's a pretty good nickname for an Earl's Girls College. Isn't
that is funny.
Albertus is Magnus. Funny. Yeah.
He's Albertus Mattress.
He's coming.
Everything's not funny.
All right, guys. Jason's got three very hot takes. He's going to defend 2-on-1 against the Odd Couple. So let's get started, guys. Topic number one, we're talking about the NBA. And Jason Smith is the only one on the airwaves right now who thinks that the Lakers, even though they probably wouldn't have any issues with any of the other teams, but Portland, they could have some issues with. They should have a healthy fear of the Blazers. Jason, you got 30 seconds. State your case.
All the teams right now in the 8-9, the Lakers can handle. The Suns are more hot than they are really coming together. But the backcourt of the Blazers, that can go off at any moment. Nurkic isn't even back to 100% yet, and he is playing really well. And suddenly, Carmelo Anthony switched bodies with someone because all of a sudden he can run up and down the court. He can play 35 minutes a night. This is a team that came in to prove a point, to say we can do this. Lillard's hot. He's pissed. This is a team that can give the Lakers problems if they're not ready right off the jump.
Jason, stop it. You're a veteran. What are you? You're falling for the okie doke. 7 games in a bubble, and now you're a believer? Stop it. Who they got to guard LeBron James? Melo? I don't care if it's skinny Melo, hoodie Melo, Orangeman Melo, Olympic Melo. None of them can guard LeBron. Oh, and who's guarding AD? Who? Trevor Ariza's back home. Nobody can guard those two guys. And Gary Trent Jr., the youngster, you really expect him to show up in the playoffs in his first time? It's over. Stop it.
You forget. This is a team that was in the Western Conference Finals last year. This is not a team. Oh, they're getting in. They're the sixth seed. They are hot. They are playing. Who's the best player in the bubble right now? It's Damian Lillard, right? It's Damian Lillard. He is the best player in the bubble right now. The Lakers are still trying to find their way. They're still trying to find that offense off the bench. They're still trying to prop up Kyle Kuzma and say, please, we're going to let you take a game-winning shot. Please make it, because we need another guy besides me and AD to get it done. The Lakers aren't as deep as everybody thinks they are. They're going to struggle to get points. They are ripe in that first round.
Jason, stop it. The only thing you can count on in Portland is rain every other day. Damian Lillard, we've seen this act before. You're talking about, oh, wait a minute. They were in the Western Conference Finals. One thing you left out. They got swept in the Western Conference Finals. Another thing you forgot. When they had to get to the Game 7 to get to the Western Conference Finals, yes, Damian Lillard shot 3-for-17. They're 4 out of 7. They can't beat the Lakers 4 times. They might win a game or two. You're just a prisoner of the moment.
That was a very easy round
pick
to score.
Pick Jason off the floor.
Because you know that I'm a Lakers homer, so I can't go against my squad.
Yeah,
I knew I was up.
It was a 3-on-1 that one. Yeah,
and the judges, what are you going to do? Yeah. All right, odd couple.
Plus, we made the better points.
Oh, stop. All you guys did was say, stop it!
Stop
for your first 15 seconds of your arguments.
All right, we keep it moving now.
It's called time filler.
Albertus Magnus.
The NFL, guys. I don't know if you heard, but Cam Newton's the new quarterback in New England. And Jason Smith says, number one, not only is Cam not long for the New England Patriots, he's not going to be there very long, he's also saying it's just a cover-up for them secretly trying to tank this season. Jason, you got 30 seconds. Tell us what you're thinking.
They drafted guys who are developmental players in the draft. They didn't replace any stars. They didn't replace their quarterback. They replaced no one. What do they want to do this year? Hey, let's go out and make sure we get Trevor Lawrence or somebody really good that can be our next franchise quarterback so Belichick can prove he can win without Brady. Cam Newton's got as good a chance of getting cut week one as he doesn't make in the Pro Bowl. He's already talked about not being in New England for a long time. He's not the same guy he was 5 years ago when he was an MVP in the NFL. This is not going to be a big season.
He's finally healthy. Jason, the missing denomination on this whole thing with Cam is that he's played the last couple of years banged up. He's finally healthy to be able to play. Now you'll be able to judge him. And if they didn't really want him, they didn't have to sign him. What was the window dressing to bring him in? This guy was an MVP in the NFL. They don't need to do that. They could have just stuck with Stidham if that's what the route that they wanted to go. They're not playing a game. People are discounting Cam Newton, and they're making a big mistake. This guy can still play football. He's young enough to keep winning.
this covers up their fact that they didn't go after anyone. Hey, look, we're trying to win. Look, we went and signed Cam Newton. Already he's the third guy out of the chute taking reps at practice. His personality, which is to not criticize him at all in Carolina, that's not going to work in New England. This is a window dressing signing so the Patriots can go and have their season and look up and say, hey, look, there's Trevor Lawrence. Get ready. Belichick's going to coach till he's 85 years old. That's what's going on right now in New England. And Cam Newton, the signing of it, is masking everything that's going on behind the other side of it.
Jason, I can't help it. Your takes are so ridiculous. I got to say it. Stop it! What? Why do you sign Cam Newton to tank? And you think he's going to sit there on the bench as a third stringer all season? And how bad do you think they're going to be? I mean, you better be going 1-15, 2-14 to get Trevor Lawrence. They're not going to be that bad. They will. There's no way the Patriots are going to be that horrible of a football team. Bill Belichick will not be able to sit there and let his team lose like that. He's too much of a competitor. That's why he's been cheating some of these years. I mean, stop it. There's no way that they're tanking.
Oh, man. Now, you guys know I'm an impartial judge, so just because I disagree with the take doesn't
pick
mean I don't
Jason
think they
off
had
the
a
floor again.
Better points. Round number two goes to Jason Smith.
I thought he had the you know what, Rob G?
He had a better argument.
He's trying to be
stop
nice.
He had a better argument.
You are just
he might have left if you had given that one. Right.
Hold this tape, Alex, because when the Patriots win the division and Cam Newton is that quarterback, we could replay this.
There's a lot of tape we should hold from stuff that you say, Rob Parker. There's a lot of that. All
you right. know what? They'd have to buy another building in Sherman Oaks, the house.
It is the hot seat, the Akable Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith with the guys. Last take, the hottest take of the night, the one that sent Twitter on fire a few days ago. I don't know if you guys saw this. Jason Smith says that, yes, the Packers want to win a Super Bowl, but they want to get rid of Aaron Rodgers even more than that. Jason, you got 30 seconds. Explain yourself.
The Packers wouldn't have traded up to draft Jordan Love if they didn't want to play him right away. They would cut Aaron Rodgers if they could. Obviously, they can't. He's owed too much money. But after this year, it's going to be an awkward year, just like it was with Brett Favre. They're going to find a way to trade Aaron Rodgers, and they're going to go to Jordan Love. Matt LaFleur wants to move on. They want to change the offense. They're sick of Rodgers' act on many different levels, and they would not have done what they did if they didn't want to replace him first. Because when you're one game away from the Super Bowl, you go out and get somebody in the first round that can get you that extra game. Instead, we're going to go get a quarterback when we still got a Pro Bowl guy playing at a really high level. That doesn't make sense. They want to win, but they want to move on from Aaron Rodgers more.
They could have just moved on if they really, come on now, you don't even buy into that. They were one game from the Super Bowl. They won the division. They won 13 regular season games. And you know what? Aaron Rodgers, under the first year of a new offense where everybody said he needs to listen and follow the coach, he did what they wanted him to do, which was throw less and run the football. What didn't he do that they wanted him to do? It doesn't make any sense to me. Yes, that wasn't a smart pick, but the Aaron Rodgers is going to be there just like Brett Favre when Aaron Rodgers was drafted there. Aaron sat there for 4 years. It didn't happen the next year.
This is 2020, not 2005. If it would work like that, I could say you're right. But first-round quarterbacks play, and they play early. It's going to be enough to keep Jordan Love out for this season, but that's where they want to go. If the Packers were really sold on Aaron Rodgers, why would they make this pick? I mean, really, why would they make this pick and say we're going to get a quarterback when we should be years away from having to get a quarterback? He changes the plays that we've heard about his attitude, but Matt LaFleur has come in. They want to build this offense like the 49ers, where it's a bowling ball type offense and you're not reliant on Rodgers having a great game to win or lose. That's how they want to build this team. They're Aaron Jones driven on the ground, and that's the way they want to go. Trust me, after this year, he's gone.
But if they wanted to get rid of him more than win, you don't think they could trade Aaron Rodgers right now? They could trade Aaron Rodgers now. Why wait till next year to do it if you really want to get rid of him so badly? That's crazy. The way you keep your job is to win. This is not about five-year plans anymore, even three-year plans. This is about winning now. Every single year is its own entity. They can't afford to sit there and waste the year. Look, they've had two all-time great quarterbacks for 25 years, and they've got two Super Bowls to show for it. They need another Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, or it's a black mark on the organization. I didn't need any more time.
That may have been a first in hot seat history, guys. There was some tough round to score there. A lot of heavy punches. Jason Smith won, though. He had a better case again.
Why is Rob G even still judging?
I have no idea.
I thought we had banned him from judging. Oh. He's horrible.
Not only that, but while we were doing that, the Mets scored 5 runs. This is like the greatest day of my life. I win the hot seat. The Mets scored 5 runs in the sixth inning.
And not only that, and Jason, you just got a new producer starting tonight, 7 to 11.
Take him off our hands, please. That's our man, the great Jason Smith.
Thanks, buddy.
Our colleague. Stay tuned. Check him out right after the Odd Couple in 15 minutes. He's on for 4 hours with his man, Mike Harmon, from 10 p.m. Eastern to 2 a.m. Eastern. You definitely got to check it out. He's also on Twitter at How About a Fresca. Remember Fresca? That was good. All right, that's our man Jason Smith. Keep it locked. All right, couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is our man, Mr. Fred Hammond. Go ahead, Al. Go ahead, both of y'all. Do it. Give me a little. I love it. We're wrapping up a Worship Wednesday, and we only got a brief time. But look, I hate to put you on blast, Rob G. How old are you?
I will 30? Be 32 next week.
31 years old, about to be 32.
Wow, 32.
And Rob, I don't know if you know this, Rob. I think you know this, Rob. Rob G cannot ride a bicycle.
Can't ride a bike?
Cannot ride a bicycle.
That's not possible. What kind of childhood did you have?
I had a scooter. So I never learned how to ride a bike.
You never climbed up on a bike?
I mean, I think I remember falling off once and then I got a scooter.
Typical babied millennial. Can't even ride a bike? I mean, I can't even, that seems impossible to me.
That does seem impossible. What's more impossible, me being on a camel in Egypt or Rob G not riding a bike?
I mean, that's almost like saying you've never seen television.
No, that's not that extreme. No, it's not.
Right. Do you know anybody else that can't ride a bike that's a grown man?
Let's clarify. I can ride a bike in a straight line. It's where I turn is when
you
I have
issues.
You
can't ride a bike, Rob. How you gonna teach little Aria to ride a bike?
Her mom will do it.
And it's your duty.
It's her mom.
You got to teach her.
No.
I taught my girls how to ride a bike. I even taught two of their friends how to ride bikes. It's your duty.
You better learn.
What you gonna do?
YouTube, baby. YouTube.
Even Alex is a freaking vegetarian. He can ride a bike.
Oh, I've been riding bikes in the dunes when I was a kid, falling off left and right.
Come on, you just fall off, Rob G?
And you get back on.
Well, that's okay. Since his birthday is next week, we'll just get him some training wheels and we'll just throw him up there again.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it, man.
I'm going to go to Nordstrom's Rack and try to find you a bike on sale.
Oh, God.
Just go to Marshall's, Rob.
Where'd
you know they
you
got
grow up, Rob G?
In Whittier.
Were you like the only person in your town? Or you and your
family?
No,
me and Vic the Brick holding it down for Whittier, California.
Unbelievable. Hey, don't forget, Inside the Parkers dropping tomorrow morning. Get it.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping it up. We'll be with you guys tomorrow. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.